Turning now to some news from the world of sports. It took the Boston Red Sox the equivalent of more than two full baseball games to win one last night, or more accurately, this morning. Playing the second longest game in the history of Fenway Park, the Red Sox went 6 hours and 19 innings to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-2 in a game that started shortly after 7 o'clock last night and ended a little after 1 o'clock this morning. Who says baseball games are too long? The Red Sox looked for certain like they were headed for their fourth straight loss, trailing the Jays 2-0 going into the bottom of the ninth and wasting a fine outing by Eduardo Rodriguez, who desperately needed one. Erod went six mostly strong innings, giving up just two runs on six hits while striking out eight, but he was a distant memory by the time this one ended. In the ninth inning, Boston rallied against Toronto closer Roberto Osuna, who walked Andrew Benintendi. Mookie Betts doubled, and Benintendi then scored to make it 2-1 on the Hanley Ramirez groundout. Then Red Sox first baseman Mitch Moreland, who was 31 years old when the game started and 32 years old by the time it finished, with his birthday kicking in after midnight, hit a game-tying fielder's choice to bring in Betts. Then more baseball. 10 more innings of baseball. It all could have ended reasonably early if not for the super fantastic throw to home plate by center fielder Jackie Bradley Jr., who threw a laser beam one-hop picture-perfect P to home to nail Jose Bautista at the plate on a sac fly attempt in the bottom of the 11th to keep the game tied. Of the 34,000 or so fans who packed Fenway to start this game, ESPN reports about 700 were left at 1:11 a.m. to watch Hanley Ramirez bloop a single off the end of his bat into short center field, scoring Mookie Betts from second, who had led off the 19th with a double, and a weary bunch of Red Sox chased Ramirez around the infield before tracking him down around third base to jump all over him and then promptly fall asleep. Incredibly, this was not the longest game played at the Fens, an honor, if you will, that goes to a game between the Red Sox and Mariners that went 20 innings back in 1981, but it was long enough. And it was worth it, because in Baltimore, the Orioles and Yankees were playing an epic game as well that, happily for the Red Sox, ended in a walk-off win for Baltimore, who trailed the Yankees by one run with two out and one on the bottom of the ninth when Manny Machado hit a home run off Dellin Betances to give the Orioles a 7-6 walk-off win. The Yankees seemingly had this game won early. They scored six runs in the third inning to take a 7-1 lead, and the stars were aligned for New York to close the gap between them and the Red Sox for first place in the AL East to just 1.5 games. But the O's kept clawing back, getting to within a run and then rallying against Betances, who quickly got the first two outs in the ninth before walking Tim Beckham and then giving up the game-winning bomb to Machado. That comeback means the Red Sox now have a 3.5 game lead over the Yankees for the division lead, and the Orioles are back within three games of the Yankees for the wild card instead of five back had they lost that game. But the drama does not end there for the Red Sox. In the midst of their marathon win last night, news broke via the New York Times that the Red Sox have been caught using Apple Watches to steal signs from the Yankees. I'm hoping to get out in front of the New York Post or Daily News and take claim for the headline Big Applegate. If they haven't already done so, the paper of record did not go with that, in case you're wondering. Stealing signs from the catcher and relaying them to a batter has long been practiced in baseball, and contrary to popular belief, it is not illegal unless you're using electronic devices to do it, as the Red Sox did. According to the Times report, the Red Sox are countering by filing a complaint against the Yankees, claiming that the team uses a camera from its YES television network exclusively to steal signs during games. That has been whispered about for a long time. It's an accusation the Yankees denied when they heard the Red Sox made that claim. This would all be pretty funny, except that Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred could penalize the Red Sox for using these devices to relay signals, although he gave no indication what those penalties could be when asked by reporters. And there's no point in Red Sox fans complaining that this is fake news of any kind, since the team admits they were using the watches to steal signs. I know this much, though. Since they lost 3 out of 4 against the Yankees in their most recent series and got blown out in most of those losses, they might want to complain to Apple customer service about the effectiveness of those watches. Philadelphia Phillies rookie Ben Lively, no relation to the actress Blake that I know of, homered and drove in 4 runs against Jacob deGrom and the New York Mets in a 9-1 win last night, a career-worst performance by deGrom, who gave up 9 runs, 6 of them earned. To tennis now in the U.S. Open, two American women will face each other in the U.S. Open semifinals. Veteran Venus Williams will take on Sloane Stephens, who is the unseeded surprise of the tournament so far on the women's side, Williams won a thriller yesterday against two-time Wimbledon champ Petra Kvitova of the Czech Republic, 6-3, 3-6, 7-6. And it was really amazing that Kvitova actually made it this far in the tournament. It was less than a year ago that an intruder attacked her in her home with a knife and badly injured her hand, which needed surgery. On the men's side, South Africa's Kevin Anderson has made the Open semis for the first time. He beat American Sam Querrey yesterday in four sets. And finally, the Castleton men's soccer team won their home opener yesterday, beating SUNY Pali 3-1 on goals by Jack Kingdon and two by Serafin Iratakunda.